When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
It goes without saying, you're listening to Goes Without Saying with Seffi and Wing. I'm Seffi.
And I'm Wing.
And this is an episode of you're feeling extra sensitive and fragile today. We're talking about rejection, and actually normalising it is absolutely okay, as you'll hear in this episode. I really feel good after recording that. What about
good.
You?
Good. Me too. I feel great.
I think it's a nice sort of soft one if you're feeling extra sort of like a gust of wind could kind of knock you over, which I think we've all felt in our lives. So enjoy.
I'm feeling very excited about the news that you just shared at the end of the episode.
Ooh, actually, you kind of shared it.
Yeah, so I did accidentally.
I'm excited too. Hello.
Hello. God, different vibe from us.
Yeah, go on. Do you want to explain what's going on?
Okay, so normally, unless we're in the studio and you find us in real life, we come to each other from the void of our own, normally our own beds, to be honest, and we'll FaceTime, and then we record our audio separately and then put the audio together and deliver it to you as an episode, whether you choose to listen to it or not. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We've just hit 4 million
Thank
as well.
Thank you so much. Wow.
Which Wing has just informed me of, which, God.
The good news.
So congrats all around.
And we're celebrating by not being able to use Seffi's. Seffi doesn't have Wi-Fi right now because she's in Amsterdam.
So, well, actually, I'm going to blame it on my sister, who is eavesdropping on this whole conversation.
Hey, Lizzie.
She's in the kitchen, and I know she's listening right now. She doesn't have Wi-Fi, so we can't blame that on me.
Which is fair
She's
enough.
Decided not to have Wi-Fi in her own house. So I'm having to use my 4G, which is obviously limited because I'm abroad. And apparently, because I'm abroad.
And it will cost us more to use the video. So we're sacrificing the FaceTime video. So I can't see you. And we've never ever done this.
It feels like a phone call, which is almost making it more intimate. But then I also think we usually communicate quite a lot through our faces whilst we're recording. We like give each other little eye contact signals. Like we just attune into each other.
I see you yawning at me when I'm speaking.
Yes, I get the hints. No, we just communicate. I can just pick up on your language. If you take a sip of water, I know you're preparing to speak. Like,
you've
it's just
space.
We know these things.
Yeah.
So this feels very...
this is new for us. Look at
I'm
us.
I'm a bit blind right now.
Keeping things spicy, trying new things.
Yeah, exactly.
Keeping things
We're
fresh.
Just shaking it up.
Maybe you won't be able to tell, but I can definitely tell when I listen to, like, the studio episodes versus, like, the home episodes. I think you can tell the energy shifts.
We speak over each other more in person.
I think we have a better time in person. I think we're funnier.
Well, it's natural as well.
Yeah.
Like, I think you're in a... On FaceTime, there's like a buffering element to it.
Yeah.
So you kind of pause more and you make more mistakes. Whereas in person, it's just all over the place. It's just like an actual natural conversation.
Yeah. 100%. Okay. Do you want to talk to us about what we're going to be talking about today?
We're talking about rejection.
We are, yeah. As always.
Always, it's a relevant subject to us.
This is particularly relevant because this episode, the crux of this episode, is based on something that happened to us just yesterday.
An email,
which is actually like, I don't
a
even
nasty, a nasty email.
I don't know if we're ever going to be able to get it to land in the way that it did, like reading it for the first time.
I was confused reading it.
Yeah. I mean, so let me set the scene. Something huge happened yesterday. Something absolutely hilarious happened. So much so that I texted you to be like, look at what I've just sent. Like, hello. Like I was like MSN nudging you to look at your phone.
Yeah.
Like, please notice me. Yeah, honestly, poke.
Yeah.
Even that word just like triggers, like a poke. It's like, ooh, you picked the ugliest, like poke.
Facebook.
Why did they do that?
It's anyway. Like, don't touch me. Get your dirty paws off.
Being poked is like really fucking annoying.
Poked.
Do you know what I mean? Like the action of like receiving a poke is horrific.
Yeah, it's almost like, why is that seen as a playful thing?
It's not playful. It's I'm going to kill you. I'm going to snap your neck.
You jabbed me. You jabbed my arm.
Jab. It's
also, if you know anything about me, I bruise like a peach. And wasn't someone poking my arm?
They should change it to jab. You should be able to jab. That's what TikTok should do. A jab.
Yeah, jab.
Right, yesterday.
No, call it a wave.
Anything but a poke. Ooh.
Nudge is fine.
Poke. I'll be sick.
Yeah, excuse me. Mark Zuckerberg, get your hands off.
Marcus Zuckerberg. So yesterday everything was going to plan, right? The day was just daying normally.
Yeah, it was.
Everything was just going on as normal. The earth was turning. You guys were there, yeah, living your own lives, and we were,
yeah,
here living
ours.
What were
you doing at the moment of this email?
I wonder what you guys were up to. You had no idea that the most embarrassing, humiliating, mortifying thing just happened to Seffy and Wing. Basically, everything's going smoothly. An email came in to our manager about an event coming up, and our gorgeous manager Freya so lovingly replied saying, hey, what about Seffy and Wing? They would be amazing. They would love to come. They would love to be a part of this event. Like, thank you so much. Thank you so much. The person replied, capital letters, guys, N-O. Nothing else. N-O.
No.
They said panicked. No. Scared.
Literally,
no.
Just, not even like, oh, I don't think they would work. Just literally just straight. No. Just quickly before you get that in your head, I have to say no.
Don't let Seffy and Wing do it. No. In capitals.
No.
Really embarrassing. So
I was confused when we received it. Like, it wasn't a thing that I was like, I was like, wait, what are they saying?
You didn't immediately understand.
You kind of had to like spell out to me.
I had to spoon feed the rejection.
They're saying no to us. Coming.
Explain it to me like I'm five.
Well, I get confused reading an email thread. Like, why is it all coming up in a weird order?
I know, it's really fucking annoying. But that was pretty embarrassing and hilarious. And I just love the passion behind it. So...
Yeah, so do I.
To be rejected so explicitly, it doesn't often happen, I think, like that. And it just got me thinking about what I wrote down yesterday.
Mm.
Initially, I wrote normalizing rejection.
Yeah.
And kind of the idea that ultimately you're always going to be rejected. So there's no point being embarrassed about it because it kind of,
totally,
it isn't a choice. It isn't something that you can like volunteer or like opt in or out of. It's something that is going to happen. It's totally inevitable. It's a part of life. You will be rejected. And so you can't, I think for me, I've like lived in a paradox of like, but also my dog is kind of growling and I'm, sorry, one
well,
sec.
Well, Lizzie's chatting away in the kitchen
as
That's
all right.
It
is what it is.
It's a weird episode. It's cross-continental. We don't know what we're doing.
It's not cross-continental.
Oh, no.
Brexit.
Cross-country run.
We're still in the... Anyway, right. Yeah, I feel like I have been living kind of with this false idea of like, I can... If I work on myself in a certain way, I can make it so that I don't get rejected. When it's actually like, no, if I work on my like mindset a little bit, I can work on not being so devastated by rejection.
Yeah.
Because it's not the
just
rejection.
Getting more comfortable with it.
Exactly. It's not the rejection that you have a choice over. It's just how you handle it. So I wouldn't mind having a little conversation on that. If you're free.
Yeah. I think that sounds great.
Lovely.
Yeah. I think it's like normalizing it in the way that's like not necessarily being like, you shouldn't be upset by it. But it's like, you will be upset by it. It is upsetting.
Yes. Yeah.
It is rude. Also, I think we had the weird balming thing that we always have from being a duo.
Exactly.
Where it was, do you want Seffy and Wing?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't, do you want one of them?
Yeah, no. Do you like, want Persephone it, Deacon? No, it's like, ouch.
N-O.
Yeah.
That hits
Seffy
very
and
different.
Wing, and I don't even know her.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, that's a concept.
They can handle it, yeah. Even though, just to be clear, if you're thinking of sending us a horrible message, we very much can't handle it.
Oh, no, we're not a concept.
We're not a concept. And we are real, but...
But even now, recording, like, because we're in the audio version of this, like, I can't see you, I kind of feel like I'm living within the Goes Without Saying
so
podcast.
Do
you know what I mean?
No, I really agree with you. It's almost a bit eerie.
It's like, wait, I'm actually recording a podcast.
I'm
not chatting
right now
to you.
Yeah, that's
it's like,
really
oh,
weird.
This... It feels like we're kind of living in a podcast. Does that make sense?
I feel like I can't see anymore. I'm Madam Web.
genuinely. So we've never done a phone call.
I've been
taking.
No, yeah, it does feel really different.
It feels really weird.
But I agree with you. Like, it's always going to hurt. And I think something we're really good at is, like, we literally had this conversation the other day where one of us messaged, being like, again, an email, or sent a screenshot of an email, and was like, oh, like, that kind of makes me feel bad.
That kicks.
Yeah. And the other one replies, being like, yeah, it's normal to feel a sting. Like, these things sting in life. Like,
they do sting. They absolutely do.
It stings. And you can't deny. I think the denial of the sting, or being like, I don't care. Look, no, I've never done myself any favors by pretending that I didn't care about something. That's never personally worked out for me.
No, never. And I think if you are in that situation where you suddenly feel a sting about something, the best thing you can do is be like, this just stung me. Like, yeah, this just hurt. Like, that did. And also, I think getting a couple tears out is, yeah, not going to hurt.
No, it's going to feel good, in fact.
Just get it out. Like, I think it's like, if you feel the sort of, like, something happened, some guy just rejected you or whatever happened, it's like, okay, I think you might need, that's going to upset you. There can't be, yeah, brush it off, fuck it, whatever. It's like, no, that is actually objectively a painful thing. Like, you put yourself out there and it didn't work or whatever.
Yeah.
Have some tears and that's okay, move on, and it will happen.
I think owning the moment is so important, because it's so the thing of, like, when you said, like, you put yourself out there, it didn't work out, whatever, it's actually a huge, yeah, thing. It's like, it's an achievement in itself to be rejected, because it means you've done something worth,
you tried,
yeah, looking, yeah, at, talking about, like, responding to. You've done something, you're existing, you're a human, yeah, being on this planet. And it could be literally be anything. It could be, yeah, like, a guy rejected you. It could be, like, a job, a uni, whatever, like, just a friend even. Ouch.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's a painful one.
It's so painful. And I think, like, don't rush to claim that everything's okay. I think, like, give it the time and the space of
that it deserves.
Yeah, that it deserves. And, like, if you can't let yourself feel the way that you feel as a human being on this planet, what do we have? Like, if I'm, yeah, not allowed to feel the way that I feel, what do I have on this planet? Like,
nothing.
Do I hate myself that much that I won't even allow myself to feel a little bit upset or feel an emotional
How
response
you feel?
To something? Yeah, it's really, like, heartbreaking. Or
is it, why is there only one version of you that is valid?
And it's the version in the future that doesn't exist yet, because you're still working
on
her.
And it's the version that never gets rejected and just gets whatever they want and is just absolutely naturally stunning and never makes a mistake ever. It's like, yeah, you're living in a fantasy land.
In a lie.
Like, that will never exist. And if you need that to accept yourself, you'll be waiting until the day you die.
I remember I said this, like, a while ago on the pod, because it just really shook me up. But it was basically someone being like, if you knew you had, for example, 38 rejections until, like, the thing ever happened, like, you've just got the best life ever, blah blah blah, if you knew everything you ever wanted was hiding behind 38 rejections, I'd start putting myself out there. I'd start getting busy. I'd start getting
Definitely.
going. It's like, god, I've got
seeking out those rejections.
Totally. It's like, oh, I've got rejections to be had. And I think that is kind of like I just think that's such a cheat code of life, because that's the kind of, that's a bit of a hack for me, I think, is, like, if I'm ultimately scared of rejection in life, and that is what, bloody hell.
Sorry, can you hear this loud ambulance?
Yeah.
They must be bloody loud in Amsterdam or something. That was extreme.
If I'm scared of rejection, and that is ultimately what is stopping me from, like, engaging in things, relationships, experiences that I want for my life, the sooner I can accept that rejection is the right move. Like, it's actually totally a step in the right direction. Like, the more you get rejected and the more that you fuck up, the more you're on the right track and, like, closer to the things that you want. Because if you're not being rejected, you're still not moving any closer to what you want.
Yeah.
In, like, a very real sense.
Yeah, it's just necessary. It's kind of, what were we saying the other day that was, like, a necessary thing in life? We were like, if you don't feel that, then you haven't really lived.
Jealousy or, like, embarrassment?
Yeah, yeah, I think it was jealousy, maybe.
Yeah.
It's like, if you get to the end, or maybe, like, anger as well.
Just all these things.
Just all of the themes,
all of
you
them,
know?
Yeah.
All of the Seven Wing themes.
Yeah.
If you get to the end of your life and you haven't felt that, you haven't really had a human spectrum of emotion.
Yeah.
You haven't really done anything, I assume.
Yeah.
Like, oh no, that was it. It was like, if you haven't felt jealous, you might be, like, a sociopath. Like, there might, it's
Hope
not really, it's not encouraged to to be like, oh yeah, no, I just don't feel that stuff. I don't get affected by that. If you were getting rejected and it's like, that just doesn't touch me. It's like, some of them are going to, that is just a fact. And if you manage to walk through this life without ever being affected by any of them, I think maybe there's something kind of wrong there.
Yeah, because it's the crux of the human existence, is feeling everything good and bad.
Yeah, and not being so almost like untouchable that you actually skip out on everything that's human. Yeah. It's like, I think there's this weird romanticized version of, I'm the main character, I'm living my best life, nothing can touch me, kind of brush it off, water off a duck's back sort of energy. But it's like, but that's not human. That is not what it means to be born into a human body, into a human existence. Like, you are not going to, I don't know how you're going to form friendships and relationships and understand sort of films and books and like understand things without feeling that. That is exactly the crux of what all of these songs were written about all of this stuff that it means to be human. Like, that is what it is.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
I think it is totally as well, in a sense, it's, I mean, as all things are, gendered, and also a sign of, like, kind of when you were saying, like, the main character stuff, like, it's so the kind of social media discourse of, like, kind of as well, like, this kind of hyper individualization where everyone is really preoccupied with how they are presenting themselves, how they're being perceived in turn, like, what you can show of who you are, rather than living like a human existence and connecting with, like, how you feel and who you know and who you love. And and also gendered in the sense that I think there's just such a huge undeniable emphasis on, for young women in particular, I think, to be unbothered and nonchalant and, like, cool, quote unquote,
like unembarrassed, cool girl.
Yeah, not embarrassed, yeah, just kind of unashamed and just, like, proudly existing, which so much of that is really important. But I also think it removes the space for people to feel insecure and, like, tired and soft and fragile and, like, all of the things that are very much crucial to who you are.
Yeah, and it makes sense as well, because it's like that sort of unbothered sort of thing is a direct response to people that feel, like, if you take it in the gender angle, it's like, okay, so women have felt, like, disempowered for so fucking long now. Of course, there is, like, a natural swing in the other direction of, like, nothing can fucking get us. Mm-hmm. Like, sort of, I think it's almost been marked as a feminist thing, but actually it's sort of discounts your, like, humanism at the same point. It's like, you are, whilst yes, you are a strong woman, you're an animal, still a human
on a planet.
You really are.
Cut to, like, we're doing the whole podcast thing, but it's like, this, nothing, none of this is real. Like, we're animals.
Yeah, and it's not necessary to make yourself a robot in order to not feel oppressed.
And the longer, like, the more time we spend trying to literally just deny very real parts of ourselves, the further we get from that vision of someone who is happy and fulfilled and getting all these amazing experiences and blah blah blah, like, the more you deny the version of you that is, like, feeling a bit shit and doesn't really handle that thing very well, or, like, oh, I'm not really coping, whatever, fighting that. It's a classic devil's snare. Like, the more you resist it, the harder you make it for yourself.
Yeah, and the more you create that sort of polarized version of, like, the version of you that's acceptable and the version of yourself that isn't. I was talking about that, like, a few episodes ago, where I was like, I'm in a flop era at the moment, which I'm maybe starting to come back to life a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, she's in Amsterdam, she's living up.
Yeah, the flopping maybe is ending. But I was like, okay, so if I don't show that version, or if I'm not comfortable with that, don't, like, sort of allow that to exist, it's telling yourself there's only one version that sort of is real. And the other one is kind of in the shadows and, like, it's never really, like, you can't really see it. It's like, no, actually, that is just as valid and just as real. And actually, I like it in the sense that it is human and it's not a part that I think is any less valid or sort of showable. I think it's, yeah, okay, that's a version that exists mm-hmm. for everybody at certain points in their life.
And these things exist simultaneously. It's like you can be feeling really totally. Good in one area of your life. Of your life in one,
your
life. One area
you've been
of your
talking
life.
To me and Lizzie that's like how we talk
in one area of your life, but then other things are shit and everything is happening all at once. Like you're not split up, you are just one whole being who is yeah. complicated and nuanced and everything everywhere all at once. I feel it everywhere. I yeah. feel it in my vagina or whatever she says, like
yeah,
you are not one thing and there isn't just one acceptable version of you.
No,
it's nice,
but that's the myth that it's like kind of shake it off, just like mm. you move on, like it's, we move this sort of like weird attitude. It's like actually sometimes we don't,
yeah,
sometimes we actually need to, you actually need to and it's unescapable. I don't care what the internet fucking tells you,
but you can't escape your feelings.
Yeah, like you, it's not always
yeah, thriving,
move on, forget it, we're yeah. leveling up. Like it's just absolutely not, like no. there's an absolute myth of the unbothered sort of character that the internet sort of wants women to step into at the moment.
And also, like,
not real.
Again, speaking about the internet, it's really easy, and obviously like we're operating from an interesting space here where like we are making content on the internet, making podcasts literally as we speak.
Mm, right now.
But so much of that narrative of like leveling up or like I'm thriving, I just would like to just offer up a little reminder of like it would be really easy to tell people that they should be thriving, or it would be really easy to show everyone that you are thriving if you are living in this kind of like elite group of people yeah. that get to occupy the space on your phone. You yeah. feel like everyone else is thriving and everyone else is having the best time and you're living a miserable life because that's what you're being shown, and it's very much rooted in like very tangible class struggles.
Definitely.
Where yeah, of course it's easier to be fed the narrative, or it's easier to feed the narrative of live your best life, everyone, oh my god, blah 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 blah, be unbothered, be whatever, all of that shit, when you're like gallivanting on holiday. You're currently on holiday, but like when you're gallivanting on holiday.
Yeah, yeah, me. I was like, who?
All year. Like it kind of I remember saying in an episode once, like there's just so much that tells you that like what you are doing is insignificant or wrong or not important or not good enough, and I just really think that is so untrue. And I think it's just a nice reminder, I think a really important reminder, that just I think socially we're in a space where maybe we've got our knickers in a twist. She needs to sort out her priorities. Like we've got yes. our values mixed up, or it can,
out of
we
work.
Can easily interpret, we can easily infer that the things that are valuable in this day and age, like I'm a fucking old woman, but yeah. we could easily read that the things that are valuable right now are not necessarily accessible to the majority of people on the fucking planet. And
well, they're not.
So I just think, don't be hard on yourself for feeling bad when you feel bad. And
also, oh no, sorry,
yeah, no, it just isn't normal to live this luxurious life. It's just not normal.
And I also think,
and you shouldn't be made to feel bad for that.
Definitely not. And also yeah. we should, so this is why we need the eye contact. Yeah. I don't know when you're finishing.
No, I'm done.
We should be a bit more discerning about when someone tells us on social media that they are thriving.
Mm.
I think if you're thriving, you're not saying that on social media. Like it's just, it's this weird thing. Like for example, there's an influencer that I see a lot at the moment, and I okay. have a lot of conversations about this sort of thing, and I think this person kind of exemplifies it, but obviously I'm not going to say their name. Mm-hmm. Don't get ahead of yourself.
Okay.
But you know what I mean, Wayne.
Okay.
Who they often it's the whole thing is I'm thriving, and it's a lot of sort of selling women this message of this is what you should do to be happy. It's selling a lifestyle, I guess, of an unbothered, of kind of sort of slightly feminist like coded stuff, but it's sort of just actually capitalism at work, and it just looks so bleak. I think it the actual disparity between like what that looks like online and then the reality of what this person's life, I don't know this person, but it's like what this actually is. I think the images that we're getting of what are thriving are actually incredibly like isolating and quite unhealthy actually, and like narcissistic. So I think it's just being a bit more discerning about like if someone's saying that they're thriving online, actually being like, is that thriving? Like, is, what as a society is that telling me that if that, I keep seeing this image of this person that's so apparently having such an amazing time, this is the blueprint of what women should be doing, this is someone at the peak of their, of whatever, this is on my phone all the time. It's like, actually it looks really, really not good, and actually isn't a message that I think women should be having as like a as a goal.
Yeah
But very vague, because I'm not telling you who
very
it is.
Vague, but I'm hanging is on it? I'm hanging on. No
well that's it, that's perfect. that's the end of it so let go.
Just let that go now,
let go of the monkey bars.
I think as well, like, it's kind of the thing of knowing that how you feel is going to change. So like things are going to sting at some point. Like at some point you're going to be receiving information in a particular way. Like we are always moving through life with like weird stories going on in our head. Like honestly, unreliable narrator over here. Like we have got weird biases going on. We're projecting all the time. Like we're going to handle and receive information differently depending on just like where we're at, how we feel. Is my hair clean, for example, is the one that we always use. Or like, am I on my period? Have I just had an argument? Am I hungry? Am I tired? Am I feeling generally a little bit out of sorts and lost and confused in life? Probably.
Yeah.
Just generally. Always coming with an angle. Always coming with an agenda. There's always some sort of agenda going on in here. And more often than not, and if I leave it unchecked, it will sway to the negative. I will project that something is like an insult when maybe it wasn't. Or I'll project that something means something negative about me when maybe it doesn't. And I think having that like lightness or like fluidity with how you respond and receive information, respond to and receive information in your life, like, I don't know really why, but for example, like the email that we received yesterday of someone being like, no, I don't want to have anyone. Guys, they didn't even say like, hi Freya, like, bye. They didn't say any, no thanks, no nothing. It literally was just N-O in capital letters.
Capital
like,
N-O it's
absolutely
spells no.
Mental.
Yeah.
And that's really funny to me at the moment. But like, if I was in a different space, or like if they had said it differently, or if it was just a slightly different context.
I think it doesn't hit because it's so absurd. Like if maybe what would have hit more if they were like, hey, I don't think they are quite right, like they're just blah blah blah,
they're just
that
awful.
Maybe would have hit.
If she would have just said what she was thinking.
Yeah, if she actually had spelled it out, but no, made it so like, oh okay, actually you're mad,
so hilarious,
like, you're actually quite crazy.
But I wouldn't be mad at myself, and I wouldn't be mad at you, I wouldn't be mad at anyone for just reading things in a way that makes you feel a little bit fragile and a little bit like that stung, or that didn't feel great, or oh, I don't know why I just feel a bit sensitive today. Like
you're human, you're normal,
you're so normal. Congratulations, you're normal,
you're no best thing to be.
Yeah, congratulations guys.
Yeah,
I just want to just give everyone a little bit of love of just like, it's okay that you felt bad about that, like that's okay, and you're gonna be all right. And also
it's more
like
than okay, it's actually encouraged.
How rejected you are, someone out there is being rejected way worse.
Oh God,
and
so
it's probably
true.
Us, so don't
so
worry
true.
About it.
And also then it's the next day, and then
exactly.
It's the next day.
You're really
before
really
you know
rejected
it was 3 years ago,
and then it's
an embarrassing thing that happened.
Yeah, so true. Okay, stunning.
Cool.
Are we done here? I think so.
I think we might be done.
That was really nice.
That was nice.
Went
yeah.
Quite quickly. So actually, what I was then thinking, and what we kind of said in the last episode, but it didn't really work because it was a Thursday, but we were kind of having the conversation of, should we do episodes on the Monday? Ideally, yes. They'd be a bit longer, but sorry, guys, but we're on 4G here. Like it's,
the
4G. It's
the 4G is not 4G.
Ideally, we'd have like a normal longer Monday episode, and then I wouldn't mind catching up again on the Thursday and going through everyone's messages and stuff. So
about rejection.
Yeah, and kind of doing it.
So, like, yeah, I think that's nice to have, like, a weekly theme.
Yeah, me too. I think that'd be really nice. Because then we can kind of dip our toes in on the Monday, get the general vibe of, like, where are we at? And then we can have a bit more of a conversation with you lot on Thursday. And we will be doing that, as always, via Instagram and TikTok. So message us, comment, etc. over there if you want to.
If you're on Spotify, reply to the thing that's literally below. Yeah. Like, there's, like, a thing on Spotify that's we love to read as well.
We love to read it, in fact. Don't stop reading.
Well, you can
literally
just DM us. Send us. Yes. You can reach us in many ways.
DM us, please. But on the Instagram is where we normally have, like, stories that we'll put a question box up asking for your thoughts on a certain topic. So that sounds good to me.
Yeah.
Thank you for 4 million, guys.
Thank you for 4 million. Also, how would everybody feel about, maybe we've been discussing
for
quite a while, filming our episodes on and putting them on YouTube?
That's not what I thought you were going to say.
What did you think I was going to say?
I don't know if you want me to say this. You've been saying for a while about maybe spending a month or two in Brighton.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was what you were going to say.
Well, yeah.
And I was getting really hyped.
Envisioning a Brighton summer.
I'm getting buzzing for it. I'll be so angry if you don't. Not angry, I'll be devastated.
It will be so nice. I think I've got some leads, you know. I've got some leads on where.
Oh, I really would love it. Imagine, because I really
the idea of ice cream on the beach in Brighton over summer.
We have to. It'll be so fun.
Let's do
please.
It. Also, Steffi and Wing summer.
Exactly.
I was actually thinking about that. I was thinking we should do, like, a summer series, like, kind of, you know, like a Podmas situation.
Oh my god!
But
yes.
Like, it's Steffi and Wing summer bonanza, and it's like, sort of every day in June, you know, or something like that.
I also think we should hold on to, and I just think summer is the best time to do it, some sort of, like, food situation, like, where we're all eating together. Do you know what I mean?
Oh my god.
Talking about recording something with food the other day, and we ended up just finishing our meal before we got the microphone.
We were like, we were so hungry, we're like, should we make some headway on this before we record, because otherwise we're just gonna be
and then
eating.
I was like, I'm so sorry, but I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah,
and
I
now
couldn't
it's
stop.
Finished.
And then we started the episode, so we've just finished a katsu curry.
Exactly.
It's like,
but
brilliant.
It was really good.
Yeah, it was great.
But thank you for letting us be in a position where we get to, like, go to the studio and do fun things and stuff. It just feels really
you.
Nice. Thank you, guys.
It's really nice.
We love till the end of time.
Thank you for 4 million. And congratulations to you, to be honest, for listening so many of those things.
And congratulations
to
you,
Harry,
Steffi.
And also to you, Wayne.
Yeah, congratulations to us. Congratulations to me.
Congratulations.
Congratulations to us all. Okay, if you don't hear from us,
assume
the worst.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.